This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, it's a Friday and it could be a good Friday for the bulls yet again because we have strong global cues trickling in. US markets closed higher despite hawkish commentary coming in from Powell, and it was all about inflation commentary and how to actually tackle it in the global markets, because even European markets, they reacted positively despite the fact that ECB hiked rates by 75 basis points, they cut growth forecast, and they said that more hikes could be taken if needed in order to keep inflation in check. So it's all about inflation and growth as far as global market commentary is concerned. Asian markets, they are largely closed actually. South Korean markets, Taiwanese market, they are shut on account of a holiday. Hang Seng is up in the green, up around 100 points as we speak. Chinese inflation data has come in lower than estimates for the month of August at 2.5% versus estimates of 2.8%. And on the back of all this, the SHX Nifty is indicating a gap up opening for our own markets again. A 90 point uptick is what the SHX Nifty is indicating. Well, yesterday, Nifty consolidated in a narrow range to close with gains of close to 1% for our own markets, that is up 0.75 points. And it was Bank Nifty that really led the gains yesterday. So now the 20-day moving average is a support at 17,651. FIIs, they've continued to pump in money. They bought 2,900 crore rupees. DIIs, however, net sold 213 crore rupees. But net, it was a big buy figure in the cash market. And FIIs continue to be bullish in the cash market. They've bought more than 20,000 crore rupees in last 40 days, that is in the cash market itself. So looks like it could be a party for the bulls today. It's Friday as well, so have a great day ahead, and thanks a lot for tuning into this market podcast.